So we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 14th chapter, entitled King Chitraketu's Lamentation, text number 30 till 40. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasatim vyasam tato jayamudirayet nashtabayesho desho nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtike. So here the verse number 40 is written, so I will read 30 till 39 and then we'll chant together text number 40. Sapita prasana deva chitra ketura darayat garbam krita dutiya devi kritik agne rivat majam. Translation. As Kritika Devi, after receiving the semen will of Shiva from Agni, conceived a child named Skanda Kartikeya. Krita Dyuti, having received semen from Chitraketu, became pregnant after eating remnants of food from the yagya performed by Angira. Tasya adunidam garbha shukla paksha ivodapa. Vavrideshura senesha tejasashanakaya nripa. After receiving semen from Maharaj Chitraketu, the king of Surasen, Queen Kritadyuti gradually developed in her pregnancy, O King Parikshit, just as the moon develops during the bright fortnight. Atakalapavrite kumara samajayata. Janayam surasenanam shinvatam paramam mudam. Thereafter, in due course of time, a son was born to the king. Hearing news of this, all the inhabitants of the state of Surasen were extremely pleased. Rishto raja kumarasya snata suchira lankrita Bachaitva shisho viprayakarayam ashajatakam. King Chitraketu was especially pleased. After purifying himself by bathing and by decorating himself with ornaments, he engaged learned brahmanas in offering benedictions to the child and performing the birth ceremony. Tebhyo iranyam rajatam vasamsya bharanani cha Gramam hayan gajan prada dhenunam marbudanishat. Unto the brahmanas who took part in the ritualistic ceremony, the king gave charity of gold, silver, garments, ornaments, villages, horses and elephants, as well as 6 3 crores of cows. 600 million cows. Vava shakamamanyesham Parjanyaiva dehinam danyam yasasya mayusham kumarasya mahamana. As a cloud indiscriminately powers what on the earth, the beneficent King Chitraketu, to increase the reputation, opulence, and longevity of his son, distributed like rainfall all desirable things to everyone. Krishna labde atta raja se sthanayayano dinam pidho yata nishvasya krishrapte dhane sneyan vavadatam. When a poor man gets some money after great difficulty, his affection for the money increases daily. Similarly, when King Chitraketu, after great difficulty, received a son, his affection for the son increased day after day. Matustvatittaram putre snehomoha samudbhavaham krita dyute sabatninam prajakama jvaro bhavat. The mother's attraction and attention to the son, like that of the child's father, excessively increased. The other wife, seeing Kritiduti's son very much agitated, as if by high fevers, with a desire to have sons. Chitraketur di pritir yata dare prajavati natanta yesu sangyaye balam lala yaton vaham. As King Chitraketu fosters his son very carefully, his affection for Queen Kritaduti increased, but gradually he lost affection for the other wives who had no sons. Taparyatapyan atmanam garayantabhyasu yaya anapatyana dukena ragyasana darena cha. The other queens were extremely unhappy due to their being sonless. Because of the king's negligence towards them, they condemned themselves in envy and lamented. So now we'll chant together text number 40. Dig aprajam striyam papam patyushagriya sammatam Suprajabhisapatnebhir Dasimiva tiraskritam Diga prajam striyam papam Patyosagriha sammatam Suprajabhisapatnebhir Dasimiva tiraskritam Diga prajam striyam papam Patyushagriha sammatam Suprajabhisapatnebhir Dasimiva tiraskritam Dika prajam striya papam Patyushagriha sammatam Suprajabhisapatnebhir Dasimivatiraskritam Dika prajam striyam papam Patyushagriha sammatam Suprajabhisapatnebhir Dasimavitiskritam Diga prajam striyam papam Suprajabhi sapatne bir Matajis Dika prajam striyam papam Patyusagriya sammatam Suprajabhi sapatne bir Dasimivada viskritam Dik. All condemnation of prajan without a son, striyam upon a woman, papam full of sinful activities. Patyo, by the husband. Cha, also. Agrihasammatam, who is not honored at home. Suprajabi, who have sons. Sapatnibhi, by co-wives. Dasim, a maidservant. Iva, exactly like. Tiraskritam, dishonored. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. A wife who has no sons is neglected at home by her husband and dishonored by her co-wives, exactly like a maidservant. Certainly, such a woman is condemned in every respect because of her sinful life. Purport. As stated by Chanakya Pandit, Mata yasya grihe nasti, bharya cha priyavadini, aranyam tinagantavyam yata aranyam tata griham. A person who has no mother at home and whose wife does not speak sweetly should go to the forest. For such a person, living at home and living in the forest are equal. Similarly, for a woman who has no son, who is not cared for by her husband, and whose co-wives neglect her, treating her like a maidservant, to go to the forest is better than to remain at home. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjanasalakaya Chakshuranmritam yanam tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sabadantikam Bandeyam Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalan Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajibam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parjana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vidamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dino Bando Jagalpate Gopesha Gopika Ganta Radha Kanta Namastude Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshare Vrishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyahevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Rama Ramo, Hare Hare, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Heva Kevalam, Kola Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva Gatiranyatam. So here, Sukadeva Goswami is speaking to Parikshit Maharaj about King Chitraketu. And as we understand, that was in one of the previous yugas where they were living for long, long time and where there was so much opulence, as we can see here. So in the Satya Yuga they were living up to 100,000 years. In Dwapara Yuga up to 10,000 years. In the Treta Yuga, in the Dwapara Yuga up to 1,000, and Kali Yuga We hardly live up to 100 years. So, for the ordinary persons, it is difficult to conceive of that. How one can live such a long time, like 1,000 years or 10,000 years. But only those who by good fortune, especially the Kali Yuga, where the living entities even in the human form of life, which is the most exalted form of life, but in the Kali Yuga, the human beings are very insignificant. At the most living up to 100 years. As explained in the Bhagavatam, in the Kali Yuga people are not living a long time, at the most 100 years, and even that, as we know, it is very rare to find somebody who can live 100 years. And as Kali Yuga is progressing, so that is decreasing more and more. And by the end of the Kali Yuga people, they will live only up to 20 years. In the Kali Yuga people, they don't have good intelligence. They don't have good memory. They can hardly remember anything. And because the environment is also similarly completely in the mode of passion and ignorance, therefore, people in general, they are abhaga, they are very unfortunate. So many difficulties are coming in life. It is a little difficult to make advancement in spiritual life. Actually at any time, but we need the association of the Vaishnavas who are advanced, then by their association and by their mercy and by the mercy of the Lord, it is possible to advance in spiritual life. So King Chitraketu, he was previous yuga, living long time, and he was also married so many times, as explained here, 1 million wives. So that is also again practically inconceivable. So many wives, how one can maintain? Even now, of course, nowadays we have difficulty in maintaining one wife. Sometimes, even according to Indian culture, and as we see here, even nowadays, sometimes we see some, they will have more than one wife, two or three, or previously it was allowed to have, but nowadays that is forbidden according to law. Even in India, one should only have one wife. But previously, because they were living long time, and there was so much opulence, and the king, as explained here, he had so much opulence, so he may have so many palaces for his many wives, and so much land, so he could maintain so many wives. And of course, the question is why he had so many wives? Because as a king, he was ruling the kingdom, and he wanted to see that, and he was devoted to the Lord, and he was trying his best to take care of the citizens, and as you can see, apparently they were satisfied with the king. But because the king, naturally, as the according to culture also, that the king will have a son, and the son then will become the king. So he was desiring to have a son. And it is natural, even as Chanakya Pandit is explaining, that what is the purpose of married life? So one will get married ultimately in order to have a child. And the child is there, then of course for different reasons now. So for continuing the dynasty as for the kings, or Or even they may, they in the future, if one is not able to make much advancement in spiritual life, then the child may be able to by his performing of devotional service, he may help the father to make more advancement, and then when he leaves the body, he will do the last rite, and then after that, if he's pious, if he's a devotee, he may regularly perform some shraddha ceremony, offering oblations to the father or forefathers, so they may some offerings, so they may make more advancement in their spiritual life. And Chanakya Pandit has explained griha, the putrahinam griha sunyam. So if one is in the griha, in the house, and if there's no son, then the house is empty. So for householders, it is natural to be engaged in many activities and one wants some pleasure. So sensual pleasure is there. And then as a child, this is also giving pleasure. That is explained, that we know even in spiritual life, you can see even Mother Yashoda, she, of course, because Krishna is the Supreme Person, most lovable object, most dear object, so there's a loving exchange there. And Mother Yashoda, she was so happy to see her little son, Krishna, when he was walking, when he just started walking, and we started speaking with broken words, although he's the Supreme Lord. But he performed his Bali Leela, his childhood pastime, just like an ordinary child, but extraordinary child. So although Krishna is eternal, unborn, but he appears for the pleasure of his devotees, to give pleasure to his devotees, to nourish the devotees' love, to maintain the loving exchange. And of course, by the way, he's coming here in this material world to protect the devotees and to kill the demons and to establish dharma, the principles of religion. So Mother Yashoda was very happy in her loving exchange, and that is the most loving, most wonderful exchange with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And actually the goal of life is try to establish that last relationship with Krishna. By nature, everyone has a loving relationship with Krishna, or with Vishnu, or with Ram, or with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or even with Mahaprabhu and with Krishna in Gaurlila and Krishna Lila. But you do misfortune, the living entity has come in this material world and has forgotten that and is rotting in this material world. But still he's trying to be happy. So the parents, they want to have a child. So that is natural. So the king wanted to have a son. For the woman it is even also, of course, natural that they will want to have a child. The woman is meant to give birth to a child. And they were all eager to have children. But one by one, so he got married to his different queens, up to 1 million. But none of them gave birth. To a child. The Lord's creation is very, very amazing. Krishna's pastimes in Goloka are most wonderful, but even just this material world, it is really amazing and wonderful. Krishna's material creation is amazing. And then the living entities, they come here and they are completely forgetful of their relationship with Krishna. And then living happily, trying to live happily in this world. But by good fortune, if one is coming in contact with the devotees of the Lord or the Lord Himself, then he may come to his senses and then he may understand that I am not this body, I am the eternal servant of Krishna. And then he may try to engage in devotional activities so he may make advancement and become perfect in his life. And that is the purpose of human life. So the human life is very rare. So there are only so many species. 8,400,000. And only 400,000 are relating to the human beings and different kinds in different planetary systems. And so, and then those then who are by good fortune coming in the association with the devotees of the Lord, that is rare. So especially in the Kali Yuga, but in any Yuga you can see that although there is a they are mostly in Sattvagun, or Rajagun is there also, and Tamagun, but the environment is much more conducive for performing devotional activities, for worshipping the Lord in previous yugas. So, but still, they are bewildered by the external energy. And although he was living such a long time, he had so much opulence, and he was also there having his ministers and brahmanas giving him advice, but still he was, if you can see from one point of view, not very intelligent to get married so many times just to have a child. And then of course then finally, after getting married so many times, he took the advice from the brahmanas quite late. And then he asked Angira Muni to do something about this situation. Of course, it was by the Lord's mercy that he came there, Angira Muni, and he could understand why the king is not happy. And then, but still he asked the king, "Why are you not happy?" And then he replied, "Because I have everything, but I have no son. So I'm desiring to have a son." And then the merciful Angira Muni, so he said, "All right, I will help you." So, but the great sages, the brahmanas, they were absorbed in the absolute truth. So there are three kalagya. Of course, it depends on the level of the brahmana. So three kalagya means they know past, present, and future. So in order to know past, present, and future, one must be already quite advanced, spiritually speaking, in devotional service and in one's relationship with the Supreme Lord or the Super Soul, who is then giving direction. So then by the mercy of the Lord, and who is also known as Trikalagya, the Supreme Lord, he knows everything, past, present, and future. So the devotees, the brahmanas, they can become Trikalagya. They may also know past, present, and future. What Krishna wants them to know, what is necessary for their spiritual life, for them to help others. So it doesn't mean that for even the Vaishnavas, that they know everything. That is not possible to know everything. It is impossible. Because Krishna is unlimited. Even to know everything about Krishna is not possible. What to speak of the spiritual realm. But we can, if you know Krishna, that is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and if you realize that you're not this body, that you're spirit soul, and your relationship with Krishna, then you know everything, and that is sufficient. But then you may have, as explained, knowledge to act properly in this world, and especially for the brahmanas to help others, so they may also make advancement and live peacefully according to Vana Ashram. So Angira Muni was a great brahmana, a Muni, great sage. So he had knowledge, he was very learned, and so he was realized. So therefore he knew past, present, and future. And of course, even of those who have, who are realized, so who are Trikalagya, they are different personalities on different levels. So we are actually very fortunate, although we are in Kali Yuga, but as we know, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just appeared 500 years ago. And therefore, although we are in the Kali Yuga, So we have the opportunity to come to the highest level of pure devotional service. And that is Braj Bhakti. So in other yugas, even in other times, it is very difficult to get Braj Bhakti, very rare. So, but we are fortunate by Mahaprabhu's mercy and by the mercy of his associates and the spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, so we have the opportunity to make advance. But we should always remember our position, how insignificant we are, actually how fallen we are. So therefore we have to remain very humble, very tolerant, and very respectful to all the Vaishnavas, to all the Jivas. Try our best to advance more and more. the king, Chitraketu, so he was definitely a devotee, but he was not at this time a pure devotee, and therefore he was taking so many wives, but then he approached Jangira Muni, and then by his blessing, so he got a child. And so Jangira Muni, who is Trikalagya, he told him, "This son will be the source of great jubilation for you, and also a source of great distress." And he was not thinking much about that. He was thinking, "I'm very fortunate, I will now get a son." So he was performing this yagya, a special yagya, in order to, for his wife to get a child. So the brahmanas have the power, they have the knowledge, and then the power, and by the mercy of the Lord. It is not just by the brahmanas' power that because they are chanting some mantras, doing a yagya, then they used to get a child. No, it is the mercy of the Lord. But they're performing the ceremony for the pleasure of the Lord, and then by their purity, by their executing this ceremony, this yagya, then the Lord was pleased, and then by giving the remnants as he has kheer, sweet rice, and when she was eating that, so then she became pregnant. And so as explained here then, so then he became more and more happy. And then after the child was born, so it, practically his happiness knew no bounds. And that is all right. If one is a householder, one may have children, and one may be happy by that. It is natural. It is the child will give pleasure, and then there will be some loving exchange, and that is required. Love has to be there from the parents to the child. But one should not neglect the Supreme Lord and the Vaishnavas. So here we can see that the king, so he became overly attached to the wife who gave birth to the child, and to the child. So he had a loving affection was there, but too much. And therefore he neglected, we can understand, he neglected his other duties, to take care also of his other wives, so they don't feel bad, because now they don't have a son. And because of that, so they became envious. In this material world, so the modes of material nature are very strong, and this mentioned the mind, of course, first of all, the false ego is there because of false ego not understanding, not being fixed on the spiritual position that I am the eternal servant of Krishna. Due to that, then one will have the material intelligence and the material mind will be acting. If one is transcendental situated, there will be transcendental intelligence. and the mind is controlled thinking of Krishna. But if one is not properly situated, then the material intelligence will be there and the material mind will be there, and then causing so many difficulties. Kam, krodh, lobh, moha, mada, matsarya. And then because of that, the living entity is suffering like anything. And then they are doing things which are not beneficial for themselves and for the others. Just like here, the queens. So they were not able to control their emotions. And of course, mistake was there from the king also, that he was neglecting them. But they should have controlled their strong desire also to have a child, and then their anger, and then the envy. Kam, krodh, lobh, moha, mada, matsarya. So that has to be given up. Lust, greed, anger, illusion, bewilderment, madness, and envy. Otherwise, one is not properly situated and one cannot attain the lotus feet of Krishna. So that has to be given up at all costs. But sometimes it is difficult. So in their case, it was just not possible. And they decided to kill that small baby. And of course, when they did that, then the king, the queen, the maid servants, so then even the praja, the other people in the kingdom, first they were all happy, oh, now he finally has a child, a son. But then they all became unhappy again. After some time, he was dead, and everyone was lamenting. So that is the situation in this material world. Happiness and distress, they're coming and going. Pain and pleasure, they're coming and going. Fortune and misfortune, they're coming and going. But one has to be fixed in the devotional service of the Lord, in chanting the holy names of the Lord, in serving the Vaishnavas, despite all difficulties, in happiness and in distress, in pain and pleasure, one has to be steady and control the mind and the senses. And then one can progress more and more. So although this description are from previous yugas, but still we can always learn. So despite being very well situated, having so much opulence, and being even surrounded by great sages, Angira Muni, such a great soul, but still he was not able to fully take advantage and be completely fixed and acting properly on the transcendental platform. But by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we are very, very fortunate that we are able to be, especially here in Vrindavan, or in Sri Vrindavan Dham, or anywhere in any of the temples which Srila Prabhupada established all over the world, and we have the opportunity to perform devotional service. But then we should be careful and not taking for granted, and remain humble, understanding how insignificant we are, and remaining tolerant, and always being respectful. So that is very important, and therefore Mahaprabhu has explained, and it is mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that Trinarapi Suniche Natarurapi Saishnu Namani Namani Nina Kirtaniya Sarahari. So that is very important, that one is always keeping this verse around one's neck, just like keeping a garland. And then we should always chant the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then we can be safe and overcome the false ego, which is the most subtle element, but it is most thick, and that we can see. And that is mentioned in Bhagavatam. Covering this world, there's the different layers are there of the earth, water, fire, air, ether. mind intelligence and false ego. The first is the earth, and 10 times bigger is the water, 10 times bigger the fire. And then the biggest covering is of the ahankar, although it is most subtle. And I think practically we can experience, if we are introspective, if we just see our own self, and if we see others, and then that the false ego is very strong. Although it is very subtle and sometimes it is difficult to understand on which platform we are, because of the false ego being very subtle, so I'm the eternal servant of Krishna. That is the real ego. That is the real self. And then of course even higher is to understand our Swarup. So, but that is still mostly very far away. First we have to be situated on the spiritual platform, knowing I'm not this body. I'm spirit soul, I'm the eternal servant of Krishna. And we should chant with some Bandhagyan, knowing that. And serve the deity, knowing that. And then we can advance. And then we are not overcome by the false ego, which will cause all the other problems of impure intelligence and the mind not being controlled. And then all these difficulties may be there. So we have to be always... And so the false ego, the ego is most subtle and it may be most thick. So sometimes you can see devotees even fighting with each other for a small thing, very insignificant. Why? Because of false ego. False ego, not on the transcendental platform. And then thinking, I'm right, I'm devotee. What is he saying? And then fighting with words or with fists also. It happens even here. Right? We hear that all the time. Just a few days ago, I heard two brahmacharis. Haribol. So, because of false ego, that's all. So we have to be very careful and humble and tolerant always and very respectful. And appreciate the great good fortune we have of being here and being able to make some advancement in our spiritual life. But sometimes you should also analyze and see what is our situation. Being introspective, like the Acharyas, even Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Raghunath Das Goswami, just to show us, we should see where are we now on the level of devotional service. Shraddha, first faith is there, then sadhusanga, now we have the good fortune of sadhusanga, and then bhajana kriya, we're engaging devotional service, and then anatta nivritti. The unwanted things in our heart, have they all gone? And then nishtha, are we fixed on the transcendental platform? Are we always ready to serve, seva nishtha? In chanting the holy names very nicely, without the mind going here and there. And then ruchi, having some taste for chanting the holy names, so much so that we cannot stop. The tears are coming from the eyes. So then only after that will be there a sakti towards Krishna. And then we'll be detached from this material world. And then we can think of realizing our eternal form and then entering the pastimes of the Lord. So it is a gradual process. And therefore, utsa nishchay darya tatta karma pravatana sangatyaga sato vrite sadabir bhakti prasiddhati. We have to always remain enthusiastic and fixed, but we have to be patient with ourselves and with others. Always engage in devotional activities in the association of the sadhus and giving up unwanted association. That means materialistic persons and even neophyte devotees who are not strong, who are criticizing others, that should be avoided. And then we will achieve perfection in due course of time. Yes, Hare Krishna. Any comments? Any questions? Yes, happiness and distress. Yes.
So it seems that there is an equal significance to all the happiness and distress that Krishna is saying about the Gita as well. But somehow the only stress is probably.
Yeah, well, we. Right.
It seems it's equal importance to is there. So it tells something about worry and happiness and how to tolerate the happiness.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Good point, yes. Yes, we say all we hear. So we should be equiposed and equal in happiness and distress, yes. Well, it is just a natural thing, actually, because first of all, by nature, anandamaya vyasat. By nature, we are always blissful. That is the nature of the soul. So therefore, even in this material world, when there is happiness and distress, ultimately everyone wants to be happy. Nobody wants to be unhappy. So it is natural, because already by nature, we are full of bliss, anand. And so therefore, even in this material world, it is natural to be happy. Therefore, even the conditioned soul, they want to live always in this world. They want to live forever, because by nature we are eternal. But there's some misconception there, and then they're on the material platform. But they want to live for a long time, they want to be happy, they want that everything goes nicely. That is natural. So equal in happiness and distress. So we should understand that if there is distress there, we have to tolerate and not be too much disturbed. Similarly, if there is a cause for happiness, we should not be too much elated and joyful. So that is the example here of Chitraketu. So first he was very distressed because he didn't have a child, and then he was very happy because he got the child. He was too much happy. So it is true we have to therefore, and that may happen to us also, if things are not happening nicely, then we are in distress and then we get disturbed. If somebody is criticizing, come on, you did wrong, you know, why did you do this? And chastising. The temple president is saying, why did you do that? Then we feel bad. But then if somebody's coming, Prabhu, you gave very nice class, immediately. You feel so good, and then we forget Krishna, maybe. I did good. I am a good devotee. I gave nice class. Oh, Prabhu was chanting nicely kirtan, like Sarangang Thakur. Then somebody's patting him on the back. Very nice, Saranga Thakur. And then, so we may immediately feel, everybody liked my kirtan. But Saranga Thakur is not like that, he's very humble. But he's chanting very nicely. So, yeah, but so it is almost natural, but then we have to control and understand, it is the mercy of the Lord that I can sing nicely, that I'm able to say something. It is the mercy of the Lord, I am able to say something here. I'm sitting here, this is the mercy of the Lord. So we should not become too much elated if 10 devotees after the class are saying, well done, Prabhu. And then other times maybe nobody is saying anything, or 3-4 persons are saying, why did you say that? That was very bad. So we have to control, it is true, in happiness and in distress, in fame and infamy, like that. So, but it is just natural that when we are happy, that if somebody is glorifying us, that we feel that it is a little easier to cope with that. And we have to be positive, and that there's not such, these things are not very big. Even if sometimes we are a little bit too much elated, or a little bit too much distressed, it is not a big problem. No, but the main thing is we have to try to always be fixed in serving the Lord and being focused, yeah, on the transcendental platform and with all enthusiasm and with patience. And then naturally all these things, they will simply go away. And somebody will glorify you, and you know, yes, today I'm glorified, 1 hour later I can be chastised. Now I'm getting some nice Mahaprasad, but maybe tomorrow is nothing there. So he knows that these things are coming and going, and he's not so much affected by that. So we have to simply, if you're not yet on that level, then we have to just wait and be tolerant with ourselves. But in due course of time, we'll be, it is all the matter of time and then of purity. Once you are pure, then all these things are very insignificant. And then you are properly situated in simply serving the Lord. And then there's transcendental happiness and then there's transcendental distress in the service of the Lord, which is another level. So the transcendental, the different emotions are there on the transcendental platform. There's transcendental sadness, transcendental anger. So therefore, when we are not yet properly situated and not yet completely pure, so these emotions may be there, but we just have to keep Krishna in the center. So sometimes we are distressed, and then we remember Krishna. And we remember how the gopis sometimes are distressed. Radharani, when Krishna is going to see one other gopi, she's feeling so much distress. So then we should always remember Krishna, Krishna's pastimes, and if our emotions, our desires, our state of mind is not completely pure, but you will become pure simply by always remembering Krishna. So therefore it is mentioned we should always remember Krishna, never forget him. But that may not be so easy. In a conditioned state, it is not easy when you are conditioned to see Krishna. Therefore we chant Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. And then we are with Krishna. But even of course different stages of chanting. In the beginning we are chanting Hare Krishna. And do you see Krishna when you're chanting? Do you see Shyam Sundar, Dibang Lalit Shyam Sundar holding the flute? Performing his pastimes? In the beginning stage, not possible. So, but eventually this will happen also. But already by chanting Hare Krishna with sincerity, then we are with Krishna. But still it is the beginning stage. But we have to continue, and one day then we'll be seeing Krishna while chanting Hare Krishna. And that is the real chanting. So we have to see that we can progress slowly but surely. By always chanting and serving nicely the Hari Guru Vaishnav. And then, but it takes time as explained. It takes time. But therefore we have to see, where am I after some time? And how I can progress more? And then cry out for the mercy of Guru, Guranga and Krishna. Because on our own we have no chance. We need the help of Hari Guru Vaishnav. Okay? Is that all right? Anything else? Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki.